Tennessee is seeing an influx of new distilleries, many of which want to sell the state's signature liquor, whiskey. But there's a problem. You can't just open up shop and start selling it. You have to let it sit in a barrel and age. So as WPLN's Emily Siner reports, some companies are turning to other liquors while they're waiting on whiskey.
The big warehouse of Speakeasy Spirits Distillery in West Nashville is lined with dozens of barrels.
We're going to start construction on a big barrel house because we're running out of room.
Jenny Pennington is one of the founders of Speakeasy Spirits. She says it costs a lot to produce whiskey. You have to buy the equipment, the barrels, the space to keep them, and this whiskey won't go on the market for another several years.
Every time you lay down a barrel of whiskey, you're pretty much writing a check and, you know, have to put it on the shelf for, you know, 4 to 6 years, however long you're going to age it.
So as a faster form of payment, Speakeasy has started making vodka.
And it's wonderful because you can make vodka today and, it's ready for the market tomorrow.
It's not the only Tennessee whiskey distillery that's had to get creative. This is a good time for a little booze history lesson. For decades after Prohibition, opening up a distillery in Tennessee was extremely difficult. Only three were able to do it: George Dickel, Pritchard's, and of course, Jack Daniel's. But in 2009, a new state law suddenly made it easier to make your own liquor. About 30 distilleries have opened since, including Nelson's Greenbrier Distillery in Nashville. It's putting away a couple barrels of Tennessee whiskey every day, but one of its interim products is an unaged white whiskey, which some people call moonshine.
That is from my triple great-grandfather's original recipe.
Owner Charlie Nelson says getting aged liquor on the shelf requires a lot of patience.
With whiskey, it's everything about this business is a long, slow process, and if you rush it, you might make a mistake.
Greenbrier plans to start selling its whiskey next year. By that time, more Tennessee companies may have joined the slow and steady race. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet.